This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.
Texas is taking a step toward helping the nation gain some independence from China on rare earth metals. China exports the vast majority worldwide, but Texas owns 950 acres not far from El Paso. State Controller Glenn Hagar says the site is packed with these metals, and the hope is to start mining in 2023. He says these metals are used in nearly all electronics. That includes the Fort Worth-built F-35 fighter jet.
Most people don't realize that jet alone, each jet, has about 920 pounds of rare earth metals in them. And so it's important for strategic defense in the United States as well to have that greater diversification and production here in the United States.
Hagar says the site would bring jobs and add to the state's GDP. He says the Texas site could produce 15 to 18% of the rare earth metals used annually in the United States. A federal appeals court has ordered a new hearing on a Biden administration policy that's being challenged by the state of Texas. Stephen Pickering has more.
The Biden administration decided to prioritize some people in the country illegally for deportation over others. The emphasis would be on people deemed to be national security threats, those with serious criminal records, or those who are picked up at the border. Louisiana joined with the state of Texas in filing a court challenge to the policy, saying it would put people in their states in danger. A federal judge originally ruled in favor of Texas, then a three-judge appeals court panel ruled in favor of the Biden administration. Now the case will be heard by the full Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans. Stephen Pickering, TSN News.
Following criticism, the Texas Railroad Commission has voted to make it tougher for natural gas producers to opt out of prepping their wells for the winter. To avoid weatherizing their wells, a gas producer could request to opt out by paying a $150 fee. That's now more difficult, but Chairman Wayne Christian says it's ridiculous to blame the commission or others for the winter problems.
There is nobody, I think, in the legislature, the administration, at any commission, ERCOT, PUC, or the Railroad Commission of Texas, that has anything but desiring to fix every problem possible.
The commission has faced growing scrutiny following February's widespread power outages during the deadly winter storm that killed more than 200 people. The Hunt County Grand Jury has filed a new count to the capital murder indictment of a Greenville woman accused of killing a 7-year-old boy. The new indictment against Brooke Ashley Craig was amended to add the charge of murder to the original indictment. Jury selection for the trial is set to begin February 7th. 911 systems were down in several area counties Tuesday. Those included jurisdictions in our area, including Hopkins, Delta, Franklin, Morris, and Grayson counties. Numerous cell towers were reportedly down. The Northeast Texas Choral Society will have their annual Christmas concert from 7 to 9 p.m. Saturday, December 4th, and 2 to 4 p.m. on Sunday afternoon, December 5th. It'll all take place at the Hopkins County Civic Center. The program will feature Christmas classics through the ages and is under the direction of Carol Allen. I'm Dave Kirkpatrick.
This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.